More news stories now, including a memorial service for a Norfolk fishing legend, and Elm Hill prepares for filming of a Netflix production. But first, a major city firm is to slash staff hours.
One of Norfolk's biggest employers is considering slashing staff hours after posting losses of almost £8 million in the last 2 years. Bosses at Anglian Home Improvements have entered into a consultation process with staff to cut hours from 48 to 40 a week. One long-term serving member of staff hit out at the management and told this newspaper the founder of the firm would be turning in his grave. The firm is really struggling, he said. Expensive consultants have been brought in and are suggesting loads of changes which are disgraceful. Workers will not be able to afford the pay cut and families will be struggling. According to the latest accounts filed to Companies House, the financial year ending in March 2018 saw the company operate at a loss of £4.7 million. In the 12 months previous, it lost £3.0 million. The company employs around 1,586 people overall, and it is believed between 200 and 300 work in its Norwich factory and Liberator Road. The member of staff, who asked not to be named for fear of reprisal, said, George Williams started the business in the 1970s, and he would be turning in his grave now about what is happening. The whole workforce is up in arms. It used to be a family business which cared about the community, and that has all changed. But Anglian Home Improvements claim the move has been prompted by workers themselves, a claim refuted by the staff member. A spokesman for the company said, following a temporary reduction in working hours in 2018, there has been increased interest from colleagues for a reduced hours shift pattern to be implemented at our factory site in Norwich. We are therefore in consultation with the trade union about reducing contracted shift hours from 48 to 40 per week. This is an inclusive consultation process, and feedback from employees and representatives is being sought. We anticipate the consultation period will last until the end of July, with a decision expected in August, and cannot comment further until the consultation period closes.
The A47 Acle Strait ground to a halt because of a horse invasion. 17 escaped horses ran onto the busy road between Norwich and Great Yarmouth, causing police to close it in both directions. Police said the horses escaped from a field near the Vauxhall Holiday Park on the edge of Yarmouth. Stranded drivers and passengers reacted with a mixture of frustration and bemusement, with many taking photographs of the bizarre scene. The horses were eventually captured and placed in a field 2 miles away.
A farmer who has repeatedly ignored council orders to remove caravans from his land has been left with a hefty court bill. Gareth Ems of Grove Road, Heatherset, has been at loggerheads with South Norfolk Council over his caravans stored on his farmland about 2 years. Ems, 36, a horticultural worker, has been operating a separate business on his private land, storing caravans at £150 per year. Between 30 and 40 vans are currently kept on the land, and he estimates that in doing so, he has made around £10,000 while providing a service to his community. However, almost a year to the day after being formally issued with an enforcement notice by the council, the number on the site has not been reduced. The enforcement came following a complaint from a neighbour in 2017, with South Norfolk considering the caravan storage to be a new use of land and therefore requiring planning permission.
He's best known as a Norfolk fishing legend who was once voted the greatest angler of all time. But few will know of John Wilson's other talents, including his background in hairdressing. The 75-year-old's past was fondly remembered at a memorial service at Norwich Cathedral yesterday, following his death in Thailand in 2018. About 200 people attended the service to pay tribute, including his 67-year-old wife, Jo. She described her late husband as a wonderful man and a lovely character. Mr. Wilson's passion for fishing started when he was just 4 years old. It was a hobby that eventually became a profession, with him hosting TV shows about the sport for more than 20 years. But before he was a household name, Mr. Wilson started his working life as a hairdresser. His wife said he first worked at a salon in Enfield in London before joining the Merchant Navy, and he cut women's hair aboard a cruise ship. He was very creative with his hairstyles, Mrs. Wilson said, just like he was with everything else he did. He later opened up a string of salons in Barbados before returning to Norfolk in 1971 to take on a fishing tackle shop at Bridewell Alley in Norwich. Mr. Wilson started his media career at the Evening News in the 1970s when he contributed to the Angling page. He transferred to television in the mid-80s when Anglia Television signed him up for the Go Fishing series, a show that ran until 2002. The Angling Times awarded Mr. Wilson the title Greatest Angler of All Time in 2004. He was also made an MBE in 2009 for his services to angling. Speaking about Mr. Wilson, his wife said, "It was love at first sight. I can honestly say that in the 24 and a half years we were married, we never had a bad word. We just laughed and laughed. It was wonderful." The pair had previously lived at Lake House, Great Witchingham, near Norwich, which had a 2-acre lake that Mr. Wilson created, and he fished at his local River Wensum. They then moved to Thailand in 2013. The dad of two and grandfather to six had suffered a stroke days before his death. Following an operation to clear a blood clot from his brain, he went into cardiac arrest and died on November the 13th.
A surgical team and their robot have scooped a national award for improving care for patients with colon and rectal cancer. The team, which performs robotic-assisted colorectal surgery at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, received the Surgical Services Initiative of the Year at the HSJ Value Awards. The hospital was the first in East Anglia to perform minimally invasive colorectal cancer surgery using a robot in October 2017. Robotic-assisted surgery offers more precision for surgeons and has helped cut time spent in hospital for patients following the surgery. Irshad Sheikh, consultant surgeon, said, "We are delighted to have received this award, and this is a testament to all the staff who come in at weekends to carry out colorectal cancer surgery. It is all about teamwork, and this was all made possible because we have a dedicated theatre team."
Businesses on one of Norwich's most famous streets say they are being adequately compensated ahead of their temporary closure for a Netflix production. The filming of Jingle Jangle, a musical being produced by singer John Legend, takes place in and around Elm Hill from Saturday, June the 1st to Monday, June the 10th. It will see some of the surrounding streets and businesses closed for the duration of the shoot, with some shops being converted to suit the film's Victorian setting. But business owners affected by the filming say they are all being compensated financially. Paul Murawski, who owns Elm Hill Collectibles and The Stamp Corner, said, "I think it's quite good for Elm Hill and I don't see how it'll be a problem. They want to use part of our premises to watch a snowball fight from, while Stamp Corner will be turned into an ironmonger's. They're moving the whole contents of the shop out, but because they're doing all the work, it doesn't affect me." The musical will star Forrest Whitaker, who's appeared in the Black Panther film and Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and will be directed by David E. Talbot. It will follow a toy maker as he struggles to get his magical new invention to work in time for Christmas. Duncan McEwen, owner of the Games Room on Elm Hill, said his store frontage is being transformed into a newsagent's. He said, "We're all being adequately compensated for it, but it might be a bit of trouble for some residents living here, I imagine." Elm Hill, Prince's Street, the Monastery, Tombland Alley and Wagon and Horses Lane will be completely shut from June the 1st to June the 10th.
Now to our first feature, which is written by Derek James. A new book reveals how the village of Thorpe coped in the very worst of times. The reader is Sarah Lusher.